Good. Good morning. We've had a terrific start to our day. We're putting the players through a dress rehearsal of a normal week, and so today's like a Wednesday for us. So far, so good.
Coach, how did Joe Webb look to you the other night in terms of his progression as a quarterback and his reads?
Well, Joe's making strides every day. The other night he missed on a couple throws he'd like to have back, but he did some good things for us, too. He made some plays with his legs when we spread him out and got everybody out of the backfield, and that's definitely one of his strengths.
Because of what he can do with his legs, how hard is it to evaluate him in a non-game setting where you can't see all the things that he can do to escape and make plays?
Well, it's not that tough to evaluate him, Dan. I think we know where his strengths are. We know what areas in which he needs to improve, and so we're really working hard to improve those areas so he can carve up the defense with his arm as well as his legs.
Did he look more comfortable in the second game than the first?
I think he did. I think our entire team did. I think we're making strides with the goal of being ready to really be good once we play Jacksonville. So we need to do the same thing this week.
Have you seen enough from Adrian to suggest that he's maybe close to getting a couple game reps, or where are you at in that evaluation?
Probably haven't seen enough yet, Jeremy. We're going to put him through his paces again today and tomorrow and the following day again. It's like a Wednesday for us today with the Friday night kickoff, and so another week will be good for his development and also for our ability to assess his status.
How eager you see John Carlson get back and see those tight ends the way you expected them to be?
Did you say, Tom, when do we expect to see him?
Just how eager are you to see that guy in your offense?
Oh, we're eager. I'm sure John is more eager than any of us coaches or teammates or administration. We want to have him be a contributor. So as soon as he can, I know he'll be back out there with us.
He's a veteran guy, but being out of football for a year, I assume there's still some things he's got to catch up on.
Yep. We've got a couple guys between he and Jeff Schwartz that have been out of action for probably too long for their own liking and ours as well. So that'll be a good day when both of them get back on the field.
So where has Toby made the biggest strides from this year to last year?
I think Toby has made strides in the pass protection realm of his game. He's always been smart, but I think his technique is better this year. He's playing with lower pad level. Running the ball, too, he seems to be a little bit more assertive, a little bit quicker to hit the hole, and I think that probably comes from familiarity with our blocking schemes and our system. We're hoping it's more versatile or more productive, but that remains to be seen. We have a plan in place, and we look forward to putting it into action, but it's all speculative at this point until he gets out there.
Has it altered your play calling at all, not having John out there?
Well, we've still been able to go some two tight end sets. Rhett has done a nice job for a rookie, and then both Allen and Mickey had good games the other night in the passing game. All of them are really blocking well. Very pleased with that aspect because we need it because we're going to run the football. So I don't know that it's really altered the play calling. It just has altered our depth there of having only four guys available rather than five.
Well, have you reached a tipping point with Simpson in that you're going to have to start maybe scaling back to give some other guys opportunities, knowing he's obviously not going to be there the first three games, or do you still see him getting maximum work this week?
He's not going to get maximum work. He's going to get more limited work because we are going to line up the guys and get familiar with the guys that will be lining up against Jacksonville.
At what point did you go through with Christian the head-first slide over the feet-first slide and sort of training him to look that way instead?
Well, I think all quarterbacks have to make a determination which is better, feet-first or head-first. And no matter what they decide to do, just from being around different fellas, I know Drew Brees and John Elway were big head-first guys. Other guys are feet-first. Aaron Rodgers does both, and I think it's a personal preference. And what's really important when a quarterback runs is getting down in time, getting down in a timely manner as those defenders converge. So you can maximize or squeeze out the last possible yard, but at the same time, maintain your health so you can line up for the next play.
Data that suggested head-first was a more consistent way to go?
Well, the data would just be the film over the last dozen, 15, 18 years. And so we always try to make cut-ups for guys to see other guys play, make audibles, pass, run, so we can study them and glean some insight and help ourselves get better in the process. So the other night I thought Christian did a good job because he was aware of the situation. It wasn't third and goal, you know, from the four or five. it was just third and two. And so he got himself down in a timely manner, but rather than pushing that line, which sometimes that line between being healthy and getting all the yards you want, it's almost indistinguishable. But he got himself down in a timely manner, got us the first down. If he would have had to get in the end zone, then it would have gotten a little bit more sticky, as we can imagine.
I think you're going head first every time. You're taking the thought process out of it, so you're never going kind of halfway and just sort of rolling over.
I think so, and we want to protect ourselves. And when it's wide open, feet first is fine. When the defenders are converging, we just need to get down. And we've all seen the vicious hits on Trent Green and Steve Pelure over the years. It's just a fine line that the more a quarterback plays in this league, the more that you can ascertain the speed and closing ability of these men playing defense at this level.
Always a head-first guy when you play?
I don't know. It was hard to do a lot of diving from the sideline. I was over there in a very safe spot, really. But in those preseason games, you know, at the end, I think I always tried to. I wanted to emulate the way John Elway would run it. It was always easy to keep my pads down. I always wanted a lot of forward lean, and it just kind of turned out to be the tree kind of timbering down.
So the main thought process is that going head-first gets you to the ground quicker.
Get you to quicker, and we don't want to give a real surface for the defenders to hit. We don't want to expose ourselves by being a periscope up and exposing all our vital organs and all that stuff. We'd like to give them very minimal surface and keep our pads down, but really get down in a timely manner.
Can ball security be a little bit of an issue there? I just remember Eli Manning in a playoff game one time was trying to dive at first.
It is. So it takes practice. It takes turns to be good at it, and the guys that are good at it, they definitely secure the football throughout the down. You're right.
Has Fusco locked up that job at right guard?
Not to my knowledge. We talk about personnel each and every day, and we've not had that discussion about anything being locked up. He's done a nice job, and we're looking forward to more strides this week. This is the third preseason game, and we talked about the first two being good, possibly better, but still not good enough across the board. So we're looking to get to be good enough by the time Jacksonville rolls around.
Kyle Williams is an awfully good defensive tackle. It seemed like he held up pretty decent against him.
He did. He did. He fought him and battled, and he learned some lessons, took some licks, but he'll be better for it.
What does Devin have to do to sort of, you know, ingratiate himself into being a legitimate fill-in for Jerome in those three games?
Well, Devin has just had some bad luck here these first two games. We've tried to send the ball his way, and various factors have caused us to come up empty, so we're going to keep going to that well. We can count on Devin. He knows what to do, and he gives us his best effort every day, so the worm will turn in that regard.
Those couple of long balls out of bounds, was he too close to the sideline and just forcing the issue?
Not necessarily. It's a two-way street. He wants to leave us room to throw it over his outside shoulder, and we want to keep the ball in bounds as quarterback. So I'd say both factors need to improve in that area to result in a completion.
You want to give him more time then with Ponder, too, just to see if those two can connect? He's mostly played with Webb, I think.
He has, just with Jerome emerging on the scene. But last year, I know they had a good rapport, as did Christian and Jenkins. So we've had some good time out on the practice field and also in Mankato, so we're comfortable there.
It seems like Jenkins has kind of established himself as a little bit of a leader, too, in that core. Is that just because second year and a veteran? And
It may be. He probably has a little bit more familiarity. Wasn't the new kid on the block like he was last year. He's a veteran guy. We remind him every day of how old he is to try to get him going. But you're right. We've got some good leadership there. You can see in the drills that he gets to the front of the line. Percy is right there arm in arm with him. Jerome's getting more comfortable. Devin has leadership ability to him too. So it's a good group when they go to work.
How much do you think Jenkins' knee issues from last year are still playing a factor in his play?
It'd be hard for me to speculate, you know. I don't really have a medical opinion on that. It looks like he's getting more and more confident, and I don't know about the time span of healing up from that type of injury.
Have you noticed a lack of explosiveness at all from him in the off?
No, I know he was still getting treatment, we'll say, back in the OTAs, we'll say in May and June. I think he's doing more preventative work in the training room now rather than true rehab, so he's probably getting real close to being back to where he wants to be, if not being already there. Good, thanks.